My guest is Josh Mostel. You may remember him for his role as Uncle Abe, the funny man with the fish, in Woody Allen's film Radio Days. If not, you can catch a glimpse of him in Oliver Stone's new movie, Wall Street, which opens across the country this week. Josh Mostel is currently appearing at the Lambs Theater in New York in a play by Tom Griffin called The Boys Next Door. It's about four mentally handicapped men living in an experimental outpatient community. Josh Mostel plays one of the men, Norman Bolanski. As Norman, Josh Mostel is warm, touching, and very, very funny. And when we spoke at NPR's New York Bureau, he told me that comedy comes naturally to him.
I like it when people laugh. I mean, in real life, I like to make jokes. I like it when my wife laughs. I like it when my friends laugh. I usually, you know, look for the cheap laugh wherever I go. It's just kind of the way I was brought up.
Do you consider yourself a type? Do you think people in the industry consider you, Josh Mostel, kind of a type? The type that rapidly comes to mind is the funny fat man.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I'd like to play everything. I've had kind of variety. The industry does tend to... There's a lot of stuff out there. I'd like to try it all. I hope I'm not too typed. I mean, I guess I am by my very appearance and age, but...
You mentioned earlier the environment in which you grew up that sort of led you into comedy. Your father was Zero Mostel, very funny man.
Yes.
What was it like growing up in your household? Your mother was a Rockette. It was a show business family.
Sure. Yeah. What was it like growing up? I don't know. I went to school. You know, it was like growing up everywhere. I mean, my parents were kind of were extroverts, opinionated, loud, funny, raucous, not too conventional. I would say it was a lot of fun growing up. I mean, we're a fun-loving group. My parents were, and my brother is, mm-hmm. and I am.
Did you find yourself sort of naturally gravitating toward the business?
I naturally gravitated away from the business.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to be a composer, and I went to college with the idea in mind, but it became clear that composing maybe didn't want me. Music was... I play instruments, and I have a fairly good ear, but I think as a professional, I don't think I could have cut the mustard.
Did your training, once you decided to go into the acting profession, help enhance that natural desire you had to make people laugh?
I think so. Part of the thing about training is that you just do it, so you automatically get more experience. You know, I wasn't getting jobs, and for a few months, I had the great jobs. I would do Chekhov. I would do Richard III. I would do lots of things.
Did you find the name Mostel, the fact that you're Zero Mostel's son, work for you in any way, or did it work against you when you were trying to make your own name in the business?
It can work for you and against you. It's sort of irrelevant. I don't think when I direct sometimes too. If the son of a famous person walks in, I'm apt to say how interesting, but I'm not apt to give the person the job. You know, you want to give the job to the person that you think will make you look good, or the person that can really do the job best. You know, it's sort of irrelevant, ultimately.
I just imagine you as an actor doing similar kinds of parts. That funny
I wouldn't
fat
mind.
Man, you know.
Well, I don't know. Zero's had some great parts. Yeah. I mean, Zero, you know, Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof is a great part. Rhinoceros was a great part. Ulysses in Nighttown. I mean, these are major, big parts on Broadway. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. I don't have any kind of parts like that. I probably have done more movies than he's done. Mm-hmm. But
he's known, I mean, the movies, I think he's known perhaps best in The Producers,
yeah.
Which is that, again, that funny sort of fat man type. When you were offered this role in The Boys Next Door, which is a play about four men living together, two are mentally retarded, two are schizophrenic, it's part of an experimental outpatient program mainstreaming people into society. You were offered the role of Norman Bolanski. Could you describe Norman Bolanski just for us briefly?
Norman's retarded. He's an extrovert. He's very interested in donuts and just gets overwhelmed by things. And I have a hard time verbalizing him, but he's Norman. I like Norman. I think he's a hell of a guy. He's fun. He's not very bright, but he's sincere. He's interested. And he's very funny, I hope. And he's touching it sometimes, too, I would think.
There's a moment at the end of the first act where Sheila and Norman are dancing at a community dance, and where their stunted bodies and their stunted minds all of a sudden disappear, and Norman and Sheila turn into Fred and Ginger. And it conveys the idea that perhaps these mentally handicapped people we see on the subway or pass by in the streets or try to move to the next seat have these inner lives that we will never, ever understand.
Yeah, I think that's maybe the point of the scene. The idea that they're, whatever they appear like on the outside, inside, they're just as we are. I mean, they have the same feelings, they have the same desire to be loved that we all do. You know, maybe that's true of me too, that that on the outside I'm grotesque, or we're all grotesque in some way. I mean, we're all not perfect here, but that you all feel as though you're Fred and Ginger sometimes. I mean, in moments of great happiness and great love, everybody feels wonderful.
When you were offered this role of Norman, what was it about it that appealed to you? Was it?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, the writing is wonderful. It's very funny. They said, come do this play. And I got the script. And the first thing you do if you're a real actor, let's talk turkey here, is you look at your lines and you say, well, does Norman appear frequently in the play? Yes, by gosh, he does. And it's a terrific play. It really is. It's very well written. That's what I liked about it. I read the script and I thought it's good, and I thought it was easy. I thought, gee, Norman would be easy. And then I did it, and I thought, oops, it's not easy at all. It's very hard.
Why did you think Norman would be easy to do?
Because it was very well written. It seemed so simple. There's something about plays written, I think, by people who were actors. Shakespeare, for example, and Tom Griffin, who wrote this. And that the lines come from where they ought to come from. Sometimes non-actors will write plays and it's like their speeches suddenly. You know that a character would not say that, or even commercials sometimes. You know that whoever you're playing, it's not coming from deep inside. And I knew when I read The Boys Next Door that the lines in that play are coming from where the people are.
What's next for you?
Gee, I don't know. I have a 3-month contract with this, so I'll be there, of course, for the 3 months, and then I really don't know. I hope there's something out there waiting with my name on it. Again, you know, you don't, at my present level of success, you don't call the shots. Columbia's not on the line saying, well, what do you think, Josh?
What would you call your level of success? I mean, where do you see yourself in the, I don't know, success graph?
In the success graph? Well, I think I'm pretty successful as an actor in the sense that the professionals in the business have seen my work. I think they assume that I can handle more than 4 lines in a row. People know who I am. I'm a successful actor. I support myself acting. And that's pretty good for actors. There's a lot of people that don't make a lot of money, don't make any money in our business, you know. So if you can work a fairly constant, you know, 2 or 3 things a year, I think you're doing pretty good. And that's, for the last few years, that's what I've been able to do. I've been able, for example, not to do commercials. In the last 5 years, I've gotten a number of movie parts, which pretty much have paid the bills.
And making the money in the movies then enables you to do something like The Boys Next Door,
yes.
Which
yeah.
You don't get paid a lot of money, but...
No. But, you know, there's, if you're an actor, you always kind of want to go back to the theater because that's where it began. You know, long before there was movies, there was theater. And that's kind of, if you're an actor, that's kind of the primary thing.
Thank you, Josh Mustell, for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Film and stage actor Josh Mustell is appearing in the play The Boys Next Door at the Lambs Theater in New York. This is Fresh Air.